From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. Anti-government protesters appear to have broken into the international zone of Baghdad, the seat of the Iraqi government and the location of most foreign embassies. There are reports of massive shooting and some explosions as protesters neared the secure area known as the Green Zone. An official at the emergency desk at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad said he couldn't confirm whether protesters were in the zone or if they were near the embassy compound, only that they have a situation. There are reports the protesters were heading toward the office of Prime Minister Aider al-Abadi. The protesters are led by Shiite religious leader Muqtada al-Sadr. Egyptian Army Brigadier General Mohamed Samir Said issued a statement on Facebook Friday saying personal belongings of the passengers and parts of the plane debris from the downed Egypt Air Flight 804 had been found in the Mediterranean Sea, a short distance south of where the aircraft vanished from radar screens Thursday. Search teams continued looking for wreckage Friday of the Egypt Air jet carrying 66 people that disappeared north of the Egyptian coast and crashed into the sea on a flight from Paris to Cairo. No cause of that crash has been determined. Nigeria's military says that a second Chibok girl rescued in a forest battle with Islamic extremists was kidnapped from her home village and is not among the 218 students missing from the 2014 mass abduction from the school by Boko Haram that sparked worldwide outrage. Soldiers freed the girl after a Thursday night battle in the northeastern Sambisa forest in which it liberated 97 women and children and killed 35 extremists. This is VOA News.